This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Jill. How are you?
I'm good.
You got a really cool quote today.
Yes. This is a quote from that lovely man, Thich Nhat Hanh. And it's something that I think is so important for us all. And here's the quote. Silence is essential. We hold silence just as much. We need silence just as much as we need air, just as much as plants need light. If our minds are crowded with words and thoughts, there's just no space for us.
Yeah, and I think that's why people feel so lost and so scared in the silence, is that when I know when my brother-in-law came to Australia, he was terrified of the outback because it's so silent in the Australian outback. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't want to be there. It took him a long time to be comfortable there. And we're so used to the busyness in our minds that we get very insecure. And when we don't have it, we kind of are dropping into a place we don't know. So it's very scary for a lot of people. It's why people don't always... That's why they go to a place that's beautiful and make it into a second Disneyland, you know, because they're not comfortable with dropping into that place where they really find who they are.
And you just hit the nail on the head, because I think with just noise around us, including in our minds with our thoughts and everything from outside and within and without a space of silence and quiet.
And I remember Bob and I once went up to the lakes up, what are they called, the Finger Lakes up in New York, and we went to Lake George. Everybody said how beautiful it was and how special it was. And we got there and we thought we'd sit and have a picnic, but it was like a second Disney, like they'd made all of these. You walked in into the town and it was just like a crazy town. Mm. And it was like we actually turned around and went out and went somewhere quiet. I think the thing for all of us, if we want to know who we are, if we want to know our purpose, if we want to know the depths of who we are and how we can feel the vastness, we have to have silence. And it doesn't mean long periods of silence. It just means, you know, stopping for a minute and taking a breath and feeling your feet or hands, closing your eyes just for a minute.
Oh, I would go for longer than that.
Well, but in the beginning, longer than that can be really difficult. That's why so many people give up meditation, because they start off too fast. Mm. So if you start off with a minute or two here and expand the minute or two of being in silence, then you can work up to long periods. In fact, you can live your life like that. Mm. So that's a... It's an incredible thing. Barry Long, the Australian master, used to talk about going deeply into the silence a lot. He was a teacher I'll remember it in a minute.
Well, I also believe in the silence, in the quiet, in the stillness, and I want to add the word stillness to this.
Yes, stillness is key.
Yeah. I've been blessed with... You know, nights in the Sahara Desert, with no lights except maybe a fire going to cook our food in the sand. The sky is beautiful. There's no sound except for maybe the flickering of the flames on the sand. I crossed in Egypt in 79 at midnight. Went to the other side of the Nile, where there is nothing, well, nothing obvious. And I was given a ride on a donkey where we went deeply into the desert and would come along, you know, every while there'd be some people sitting by a fire and you'd hear the fire going. And the silence in the desert is...
Amazing.
It is absolutely amazing.
People here in the United States, in California, love to go to Death Valley or the Mojave Desert. Mm-hmm. And just because the silence there is so absolutely beautiful. Death Valley is the lowest place on Earth, I think. But both of those places, you can just walk, and there appears to be nothing much, but of course there's a vastness there.
And then I've also had the most extraordinary experience of the silence and solitude in a Mayan rainforest, where you're in complete nature with every living organism that is there, and you're breathing this in, and I'm breathing in the oxygen of the planet in the rainforest. It's absolutely brilliant, and you know there isn't a silence like a stillness and no sound. Yet it's all a natural sound. It isn't anything that's being produced electronically or visually. It's just the most extraordinarily profound.
It's not a bad idea to invest in some noise-canceling headphones and to periodically, especially when you live in the city, to put those on and just be aware that you're in complete silence. And just then you become very aware of your breath. And just focus on your breath. After a while, the breath just disappears and you drop into the stillness.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. I don't know, this is probably before your time, but I remember back in the 60s, and I can't remember whether this was in London or in New York, but there was an art exhibit, and they had like a chamber. It was like a chair that you would go in, and they'd close the door. You'd be sitting within this egg. It's like sitting in a big egg, and it kept you. There was no noise. It was just complete silence, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I'm so surprised people don't make furniture like that so that we can have one of those.
People are very scared of the stillness, because you have to get to the stillness, you have to go through a lot of your thoughts and a lot of your emotions often. So it's terrifying. In the 80s and 70s, we had those, what were those big things? You got into the salt water and they closed you in there.
Oh, right,
you,
yes.
I can't remember what it was, like this big pod. You would climb in, it was heavy salt water, and they would close the pod down and you'd be in complete darkness, floating in warm water. Mm. And they stopped it suddenly. My guess is someone drowned, or a few people drowned or something in there to stop them. But it was an amazing thing, because you were being nurtured in the water. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you could see and hear nothing because you were completely closed.
Well, it's
up.
Like being back in the womb.
Yes.
You see, that's what that egg chair was supposed to be. But you're being back in the womb, but they didn't. If I remember correctly, there wasn't sound that came with it, which would be, you know, when you're in your mother's womb, you can hear things, obviously.
It's a great learning tool, actually. If you can have your noise-canceling headphones on and an eye patch on, and you can just wrap a really heavy, like a weighted blanket around yourself, then you can really go deeply into the stillness with that. These weighted blankets, I think, are a terrific idea. They're not cheap, but they make you feel really nurtured and held. And I think that if you do that, they also found that when you do that, if you decide you want to learn something, you can learn it really fast. When your sight and your hearing's closed down and you're warm and comfortable. And it's not too expensive to get, a face mask and noise-canceling headphones and a weighted blanket, and just let yourself go there and go deeper and deeper into the stillness that way. It's very helpful. So I think we want to investigate stillness, because when we go into the stillness, we start to touch on who we are, really touch on who we are. When we touch on who we are, we feel more confident wherever we go. Initially, it's scary. And then slowly, we go deeper and more deeply into the stillness. It's like we can take moments in our day and close our eyes, even put our hands over our eyes for a minute or two, and then just listen to the breath. And then just go into that stillness. If you close your eyes off with putting your hands over it and you see the blackness there, it's very easy to go into the stillness that way.
Well, I like to do it when I'm in bed. And, you know, you talk about being swaddled, the heavy blankets For me, I want exactly the opposite. I want something so light that I feel like I'm floating, not that I'm weighted down. So there's that choice, too, to have. I think one of the things I'd like people to know, if you're going to practice going into the stillness and working with silence, which we need, we really need for our growth and learning.
To remember who we are.
Exactly, who we are and our place in everything. Oh, it's so beautiful. So, you know, as Fiona says, it's very hard for some people because when they start hearing their own thoughts, being aware of their thoughts or whatever, I would just say make a promise to yourself as before you start, I will not judge myself on this. I will not judge myself on this. This I'm opening up. Now, when we open up, things that are negative or hurtful or harmful or dark might appear, but if you open up, then they go, they leave. You're not holding on to it. It's when we're not opening up and in
silence. We're not facing them.
We're not facing it, we're holding on to it, but we can
relieve. We're trying to push it behind us, which makes it bigger anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's the burden basket, that bit of it. Yeah, so it's, I have to let McVitie in, I think. Hold on one second.
Kitty's got to come in.
Yeah.
I do want to read this quote from, I never know how to say her name, is it Pema Chodron. Pema Chodron, there you go. She says, loving kindness towards ourself doesn't mean getting rid of anything. It means we can still be crazy after all these years. We can still be angry after all these years. We can still be timid or jealous or full of feelings of unworthiness. The point is not to try to throw ourselves away and become something better. It's about befriending who we are already.
Bless you. That is perfect. That is perfect.
And it kind of goes along with the stillness, because quite often when you go into the stillness, you come with a lot of judgments about yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that...
That's why I'm saying it's important just to say to yourself before you do this, okay, I'm doing this. And this might take more courage than I thought I had. And then again, it may not. So I will just do it without judging my efforts at all.
Oh, that's great. It's very much worth finding the stillness, and yet it's something that the majority of our culture probably has never found or is scared to find, or, you know, wants to fill up every moment so that they don't find it. Because in that space, there's also the realization when we go into the stillness that we aren't who we thought we are. Because we struggled so hard to create an image and a web almost,
yes,
of who we are, that when we get really still, we face who we really are, which is always so much more vast than who we thought we are, actually.
Yes.
I mean, even
and
though...
And actually, so much more beautiful than we thought we are.
Yes,
actually,
we get
to that place.
Yeah. And so I would say, you know, just take it easy with yourself, because if you can take the time, or the other thing that's really good is just going out into the nighttime or sitting at your window, turn all your lights out and sit in the dark. And that can be really helpful, opening and closing your eyes and just feeling the body and breathing. And you can find that it's easier to go into the stillness that way. And you start to love being with the stillness then, and being with the absence of all the activity that's going on in your mind and outside.
You and I are lucky in that we both live in a place where there's that is far from town.
Yes.
So we don't have city lights, a few houses, so none giving us light, and we get to go out at night and see the stars.
Yeah, there's more light where I live now than there used to be, but certainly we can see the stars. But if you live in the city, don't try to move around the house when you do this, because you're falling over something, but just turn all your lights out and sit in the dark.
Well, make yourself comfortable first. Make a little...
comfy place.
Yes, a comfy place, a pile of pillows. And yes, go into the silence, go into the dark.
It's just about, somebody once said, and I don't remember who used to teach this, is that go into the space between the thoughts or the space between yes. the words. Somebody used to teach that, and I can't remember who it was. But then what you do is, as you're thinking, you'll notice a word comes into your mind or a thought. You just stop and you say, okay, I'm going to have a little break between this one and the next thought. And you slowly make the breaks bigger and bigger, and then yeah. you'll go deeper and deeper into the stillness.
That's a beautiful way to put it, because I know when I did the Shambhala training, it was as you notice the thoughts coming up in your meditation, you'd let them go. And it's important to let them go without judgment. You know, just say, oh, I'm thinking. So what we would do in the training that I had, I'd be aware that I'm thinking something instead of being in the silence. And I'd say, oh, thinking, and let it go. But that's another way of getting the space between the thoughts, the words that run amok in our heads.
And the silence brings you to the stillness.
Yes.
So that, and again, that's something that as a culture we're very scared of, generally speaking, to go into the silence and to go even more so into the stillness.
Yeah.
It makes us realize in the end that we are not this body, that we are the energy inside it. And that's really scary for people, because most of us think that we are this physical body instead of just energy inhabiting the body. And when we realize that, people, it scares a lot of people. So
yeah.
don't be scared, because the more you do it, the more you find the vastness that makes you really feel much more confident and
right.
easy in yourself.
And then you begin to realize maybe we get to the place when we've been able to do this really well. I think I've made it there once. In 75 years, where I felt the weight of the human body. I was beyond the human body. I was in the energy, the spirit, the soul, whatever anybody calls it, but I was beyond the human body. And then coming back in this meditation, coming back into the body, I felt the weight of the body and the weight and the weight and the weight. And I focused that on it. I think I said, I was with my late sister and she noticed I was crying. You know, their tears were coming out. And she went, I could hear her saying, what's the matter, what's the matter? And I said, it's the weight. It's the responsibility. And then from way out where I had been, comes this thought. I don't know whether it's a thought or an energy, but it said, I heard it as, responsibility is only your ability to respond at any given moment.
Mm.
So it changes all the time. So I was allowed to release that part of what responsibility is. But the ability to be in the stillness and in the quiet and in the freedom from mind and thought is exquisite.
Yeah, and again, that's where you really touch who you are, and that's where you really find
and
what
you know what I was?
You.
You can guess. When I experienced that, it was pure love,
mm-hmm.
and that's all there is, just pure love. Not attached to anything, just pure love.
Which is the
who
most
we are.
Fulfilling, who we are, but it's most fulfilling.
Yeah.
So, well, we've been talking about a wonderful quote from
Thich Nhat Hanh,
right? Do you want to read it one more
yeah.
time?
Yeah. Silence is essential. We need silence just as much as we need air, just as much as plants need light. If our minds are crowded with words and thoughts, there's no space for us.
That's so true. Well, you've been listening to Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.